Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I am super excited to welcome Freddie D'Angelo Studios to the show. They are now a proud sponsor, and if you don't know Freddie D'Angelo Studios, they are a full-service media production company based out of St. Louis and serving clients worldwide. Where if you can dream it, they can create it. Check out FDS all over your social media. You can get involved with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out freddiedangelo.com for all your video and photo needs. If you haven't met Freddie yet, you've probably seen him around shows or seen some of his work online. He's just been doing some amazing things with his camera. So get involved. Check it all out. Again, freddiedangelo.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Sean.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Joe.
Emily.
I'm Jeff.
And Jordan.
And we're Sylvie Sylvie. This is Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Sylvie Sylvie.
Hey!
Hi!
Hi, Shane!
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thanks, man.
This is exciting. This is, fourth episode recorded at Fort Dude.
Fort Dude!
if you're playing along at home. This is fun. I'm excited to be back here hanging out with all of you and talking some new music, we got a big show coming up. This will be the debut, right?
It is.
So yeah, this is fun. I know some of you, but like the fact that doing this show for this long already and like still discovering new music around town and all kinds of stuff happening, like it's a lot of fun. It keeps it entertaining to keep discovering new stuff around town. So
yeah, but we're so glad you did. I was just thinking about it the other day. I think the first time around you were around episode 200.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I mean, we were right around there with the first time around, and that seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But man, we're so glad you take time out to do this and come out and meet with us and help us promote. So very cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you. I say it like all the time on the show, but I'm having the time of my life doing this, so it's always a good time getting to hang out, and it's always a good excuse to catch up with some friends. So
right,
very good,
right on, man.
But Sylvie, this is a brand new project. The debut show is April 14th over at Schlafly Tap Room. That's a free show, 9 p.m. start.
Yep.
And Sylvie will be there along with the Young Arm.
The Young Arm opening the show. It's a solo, just acoustic act.
Yeah. One moment.
Hold, please.
This is just weirding me out.
Is it just sitting on the corner there?
Yeah, I think they're knocking on the door.
Okay.
Is it the cops?
No, it's a fire truck.
That's some
dinner over there like once a week.
Not really.
Yeah. There's a lot of real fragile looking old people though on that side of the street.
Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure it's still recording because apparently some update thing went off.
Perfect.
Wind or what's that?
Train?
An airplane? The sound of the fire truck?
I guess that's the sound of the fire truck.
There are trains around here.
No, there's a train. Train tracks right there.
Oh, no, there's a
the bambalance.
Somebody had a hard
yes,
attack.
Yes, your butt licking will make an excellent addition to the soundtrack.
Oh, no, Duncan. Don't get up. After all, you've had a long day.
You've had a long day of licking your butt.
Josh, you can't lick your butt. I wouldn't want to lick my butt, Duncan.
Challenge accepted.
You guys talk to each other.
Oh yeah, we talk to each other all the time.
As long as he has a butt, he has something to lick.
All right, it is still recording.
Perfect.
No alarm.
I think people. I think that's what the crowd wants to hear.
You got all those good butt licking in there. So you said the young arm is solo acoustic guy?
Yeah, exactly. He's super talented.
Dude.
Yeah. Paul Heitman, who I know. And yeah, he's opening, probably playing 30, 45 minutes. Hopefully we will play about an hour that night. We haven't timed our set yet.
No, hopefully we can do it.
But I think we're going to make that happen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Joe keeps writing songs, so...
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to stop for the show.
No, so. You just keep going.
Yeah.
This will be a set of all originals?
Yeah, for the most part. We're going to do one cover, but we've kind of made it our own, I suppose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I love a well-placed cover. Like, I feel like it could really do a lot to a set. Like, I don't know, especially something like original. I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of like trick in the mind sometimes, I feel like, when you're at a show and then like the band, you know, everything sounds good and all of a sudden like they'll throw in some cover and you're like, okay, they nailed that, so now I know how good they are. Like right. It's like a set's like a bar where like, well, if it sounded that good, then the rest of the stuff's good too. Like, I don't know, some kind of...
We're doing the Hokey Pokey, so
yeah,
I don't know how it's going to sound.
Classic.
You know? We love that song.
Right out of the American song.
I think it's what it's all about.
Yeah. It really gets the crowd moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote that one for you. Yes.
Boo.
Sorry. So come on out and see the Hokey Pokey.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be so cool.
So tell me about Sylvie. How does this group get started?
A lot of us were in a band called Moon Bandits together, and we put that on like a little hiatus to form this group because we wanted to play songs that we like listen to, like the kind of music we listen to. So that's kind of why we started. Joe reached out and said, "Let's do something different than what we were doing with the other band." And then we started, how did we get other people involved?
So I reached out to, this is Joe. I reached out to, I'm used to conference calls. Hey, this is Joe talking. I reached out to Jeff and Jordan and said, you know, that. And then we talked, we actually, the three of us, Sean included, the four of us got together and said, yeah, let's do this. Sean was super excited because he loves this music.
I mean, I do now.
Not gonna lie, we were shocked when you said you were gonna do it.
Yeah.
I mean, grateful, but
yes.
Shocked.
Well, Sean started as the bass player for this band.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
So we actually had our first practice with a different drummer, Stu.
Yeah.
And after 3 weeks, he's like, yeah, I just can't make it. He had to miss a couple, and he knew he couldn't make it, so the next step was we moved Sean back to drums, and he was like, okay, I'm fine with that. And I said, what if I reached out to Caitlin? So Jordan, Caitlin, and I used to be in a band together.
10 years ago.
Called Mikey.
Well, no, way more than that. 15, yeah.
2000 what?
I don't even know.
2001?
Yeah.
2002. 2001 through 2002, I think.
I don't know.
You know what? Let's take some time and think about this.
It's very important.
So, Caitlin said, sure. Yeah, she said she would do it.
I literally hadn't played since we stopped playing. I'm not joking. And it works.
Well, yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, so Caitlin came in. We had a couple practices with Jordan, Jeff, Joe, Caitlin, Sean. I really wanted, and Caitlin does sing, but I really wanted, and I talked to everybody about it. I kept like pushing. I was like, I really want strong female vocal presence in this group. No, you're a great singer.
I'm not.
But yeah, you weren't like gonna do the lead
thing,
stuff,
yeah.
Right? So, but Sean and Jeff knew Emily.
Yeah. Hello.
Emily, take us through your thought process.
Yes,
It was a text message. Jeff asked me if I wanted to come check it out, and so I did, and I was sold the first time I listened in, so it was a done deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very happy about that.
Yeah, no, yeah. We're locked out. Yeah. So if anybody was familiar with Moon Bandits, I mean, like, this is quite a bit different from what you guys were doing, so yeah. Like I was saying, this is something the other end of what you guys can do, which I think is cool, like kind of showing that range and difference and stuff, what you guys are as artists, and obviously bringing in the female vocals, totally different than what you guys were doing there too, so yeah. But yeah, like I haven't really got to hear a whole lot yet, but we did do a little live jamming, and it sounded really nice here, yeah, with the especially piano and vocals, and it just I was digging it. So is it how do you just describe it though? How would, like, I know, like, that's kind of a cliche thing, but like for anybody, like, obviously being a brand new band, nobody's really heard much yet. Mm-hmm. So what are we going for with this project?
Is that me?
Yeah.
I honestly think that each one of us would describe what this is completely differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't know. For me, I wrote our bio and I said indie folk, but I think it's kind of fallen a little outside of that genre. There are definitely elements to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think it is?
I think it's rather independent. In the way that every song's got a little bit of a different flavor.
Yes.
One of the songs is really funky. One of them is really acoustic and laid back. It's kind of all over the board, which is exciting because it keeps everybody on their toes.
Yeah.
And I think a good thing too is we have three strong vocalists, so they each kind of take lead on different songs, which changes how the whole band sounds.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about a group too. Like when you have multiple, like, singers, like, you know, locally, a couple of my favorites, Cluster Pluck and Funky Butt Brass Band,
yeah,
I have three or four singers in the band, mm-hmm, so every song sounds completely different than the next, because you have a new singer, and it's like, just totally takes on a feel of its own, so I think that's going to be really cool going into your, you know, as you guys continue to write and develop the live show, like, having, being able to utilize that to your advantage, and
Yeah,
I'm excited to hear some more of it. We did play live, like I said. What was the name of this one?
That song was called "I'm a Lighthouse." Let us know when you're ready, Shane.
I'm ready.
Extreme close. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Last night. without you. So, I guess when I'm the songs that I'm writing, so I would say Jeff and I are the primary songwriters, but as Jordan mentioned, we split the vocal duties pretty evenly right now between lead vocal duties between Jeff, Emily, and myself. Caitlin sings backup, and so it's pretty evenly split. I think it will probably, as we write more, I would say probably lean towards Emily. She's definitely the strongest vocalist in the group, but we'll see. I mean, I think I'm probably the least strong vocalist in the group, but I'm doing so much writing, it's just like cuckoo. But that song, anyway, I feel like I'm dominating this conversation, but that particular song was I actually wrote it with my wife a long time ago, so it's about like being hungover.
Yes.
Like if you get, have you ever gotten in an argument with your wife while you were drunk? Or a girlfriend? Or boyfriend, husband.
I got in an argument with my dog when I was drunk.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, or Joe, I have. So. Anyway, you know, you wake up the next morning feeling like shit about it.
Yep.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. I'm, like I said, I thought it sounded really nice. I'm excited to hear some more. Is this, we kind of said something maybe off mic about potentially recording soon. Is that, you guys want to get some these on recorded and maybe put together a EP or an album, or what are we thinking there? I mean, I guess I know it's still pretty early on.
Yeah, I think we definitely want to do that at some point. I'm not sure when.
Right.
There's been talk about it though, for sure. You know, if we don't, we never will. So we need to do it.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, if you already have an hour set for this show, and Joe keeps writing, I mean,
yep,
you know, shouldn't be no problem having a record here sometime soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that, we mentioned, you know, Joe writing and a lot, but is like, do you guys all present different things to the group?
We say we mainly, Joe and I are writing like the bones,
right,
and then like the skeleton, and then everybody puts their own flavor on it, kind of, I think. You know, we could start playing something and Sean plays a beat to it and the song will like completely change, and it's cool that way. And then Jordan's been playing some crazy keyboard like synth stuff, and you start a guitar on, or start a song on an acoustic guitar, and then you bring it to the group, and then Jordan's playing synth. You never would have expected, you know, what could come out of it. So I guess everybody like co-writes sort of in that way.
Right.
And that's kind of the cool part, where like, definitely Joe will come and present something and maybe want me to sing it, and he sings it a certain way, but then as I hear it more and more, it like starts to sound a different way to me, and then we just all have our kind of like different interpretation of it, and it makes it really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I love that about music, and especially like, you know, we kind of talked about the covers and stuff. Like, I love when I'm, you know, an artist can reinterpret, especially like a male vocal to a female vocal, and totally flips the meaning. I mean, the same lyrics, but like you're saying, it has a totally different feel, has a, you know, it can totally change everything about it. So
yeah, that's kind of what we're doing with the cover we're doing. So
yeah.
I don't know, it's not a, it doesn't have to be a secret, does it?
I think it's a big secret.
It's a big secret that we're doing a song.
Yeah.
You can tell the cover.
It's Today by Smashing Pumpkins.
All right.
And Emily is singing on it, and it's like, she's like, hey, what if we change it up like that? It's really cool, because, you know, she's younger than Joe and I, and she probably didn't grow up on Smashing Pumpkins.
I think everybody's younger than Jordan and I.
Yeah.
We're really old. Jordan's 57.
Yeah.
We weren't supposed to tell anybody that, Joe.
And a half.
That's funny.
Yeah. Caitlin's 18.
Yep. Just getting started.
How old are you, Sean?
39.
That's the funniest age you could come up with.
So you were
Okay, so you're about what, about a year old playing bass and monkey?
Prodigy.
Yes. She was a fetal bass player. So cool.
Yeah.
Instead of Mozart, when she was a baby, her parents played Parliament Funkadelic.
And the bass is actually an octave higher because it had to be a short
mini bass.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I still have it.
Glenn. Caitlin, who are your bass inspirations?
Oh my gosh.
Flea. You do a lot of slapping and popping.
I don't know. I kind of just fell into the bass. I kind of had a friend who was selling one, and I always grew up like around guys that played in bands and had friends that were in bands and going to shows, and I never really had anybody that I was like drawn to, like influence wise. I just thought it would be cool to try it. I never learned the right, you know, I never learned chords or anything, how to read anything. I played all by ear, so kind of unconventional.
You're kicking ass.
But trying to make it happen.
Yeah, very cool.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Living my best life. That's all I ask.
Yeah. That's all any of us want for you.
Jordan said Victor Wooten.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Jordan's 57, I told you. He loves Victor Wooten.
There's a, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a video I actually recorded at the old Rock House in St. Louis last time he was there.
Demoing his bass?
Yeah, and he's got like a MIDI keyboard in his bass and like was doing all.
It's insane.
Yeah, it was nuts. Like, I'm like, he's crazy.
Next level.
I don't know, yeah.
He is cool.
Yeah.
He's a little much.
Yeah. Not a fan?
Eh. Bela Fleck?
Yeah.
Ugh, Bela Fleck. I'm a hater.
You are a hater. Sean doesn't like this band.
That's not entirely true.
He likes the people in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He likes most of the people in it.
Yeah, I've played on many a record that was very terrible simply because I was friends with the person who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true here. I've played on some stinkers just because I didn't want to hurt my friend's feelings.
Is that what this is about? This is an intervention, isn't it? Thank you, Shane.
I'm only in the band because you needed a place to practice.
That is not true. We love you.
You're our brother.
Bring it in.
Yep.
But you could be replaced by the keyboard drums.
That's true.
That is going back.
That is modern music, Sean.
Yeah. Whoa, this is getting deep.
Shots fired.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other bag of worms. Can of worms?
What
can. Is it? I like bag of worms. That's a bag of worms, y'all.
It's very soggy.
It's our next song, Bag of Worms.
That's it, right there. Organic.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, I just did one of these the other night, and afterwards they were, like, talking about how therapeutic it was and stuff, just, like, to talk at all this stuff, and I'm like, and I just think it's funny that we've kind of started an intervention here in this one, too, so I appreciate that. It was, it's a good form of therapy to look.
I will say, actually, I think this is cool because we've been practicing now for... when did we start this?
Months,
do you know when
months.
You started?
I think it was probably October.
Yeah.
When?
September, August.
Yeah, so it's been, it's been 6 months.
I was unemployed.
Months. And I don't think, which is different about this band, just because I think we all have lives that are busy and, you know, except for Sean, we all have things going on. I'm just kidding, Sean. We all have a lot going on, but I don't think we've all just sat down and just hung out yet.
Right.
We just come
That's
in, we
true.
Practice,
yeah,
and we let go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I again was talking to a group the other night, and like they were also pretty brand new, and they went in studio like right away and like recorded, and like they were talking about how like that was a great opportunity for them. all to bond and hang out because, like, they, you know, hadn't really got a chance to do a whole lot of that. So, so I think that's also, obviously, music's very important, but also developing those friendships and then being able to hang out and have fun with your friends and along with all that, too. So, hopefully, there'll be some more opportunities for soon.
Yeah. That's why I'm looking forward to our first show. I think it'll be... it's. Just playing a show together really changes the dynamic of a band, I think. Because you don't really know how it feels on stage until you're on stage.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm excited to see you guys live. That'll be, April 14th at Schlafly Tap Room. Great spot. Yeah. And free show, so.
Can't beat it. It's the best beer in town.
Yeah.
Some of the best beer in town.
Beer in town.
Great beer.
They have beer.
Beer.
Well, and they're doing a lot to support local. I mean, obviously, they sponsor a lot of shows, and of course with the Tap Room and Bottle Works, they're always keeping local bands, giving them place to play. So that's also very cool to me.
Yeah, for sure.
But you can follow Sylvie Sylvie on Facebook and Instagram. Keep up with everything on there. I know you guys posted some videos recently that were pretty silly.
They were, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so.
We paid a lot of money to have those done.
Yeah.
So, weird.
I mean, they went.
I thought they had a very serious tone.
Pretty top-notch quality.
Yeah, man.
We're all very skilled.
We did hire somebody from L.A. to come in and shoot those, so I do recommend you check them out. I did pay the $20 to sponsor some ads on Facebook, so... I expect a huge crowd at the show.
Or else I'm suing Facebook.
Yeah, I will. But we just trying to promote in some creative ways, hopefully, and get our faces out there. I think it's important. We should get a new band rolling to see everybody.
Yes. Yeah. The one that got me was Sean talking about huffing WD-40 or
something. Wouldn't be the first time.
New intervention.
That's a whole nother podcast. Yes.
Celebrity rehab.
Yeah.
But yeah, those that's fun. I mean, like I said, that's what's great about social media today and stuff. And having an interaction with you guys and be able to, you know, see the goofy videos and the songs and everything, just you know, participate and play along, you know, in between shows and everything else. So you said you also had another demo you wanted to leak on here.
I mean, we just have some basement recording stuff, right. You know, just but I think since we're doing this, you know, you recorded something a little earlier that hopefully you'll share. And then, yeah, we have a song that Jeff wrote, which is an awesome song. So I will, you know, we'll make sure that everybody gets to hear that, too. Right. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
It's called Traveler. It's about traveling.
So it's not just a clever
basketball?
It's a basketball song. Okay.
It's about Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah.
And Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
He was my favorite traveler.
And when they, it was about when they had to fight aliens. And,
yes.
Space Jam. Come on and slam.
It is. Welcome it's about
to that jam.
Traveling in outer space. It really is.
That's some,
the first words are.
Yeah. You're a traveler of both time and space?
Yes. Sort of Back to the Future. Where is this going?
I think we need sleep. That's where it's going.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So we got the big show. We got music on the way. We have the Facebook and Twitter, or Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else?
We've said it all.
I've
said it all.
Sean's just got to go to the bathroom. He's whispering.
With with his eyes.
I'm not going to the bathroom. I got a bag strapped to my thigh.
Oh, that's to me bag?
Yeah.
Perfect. Really getting to know you guys pretty well right
now. Yeah. Jordan, do you have any closing thoughts?
No.
Come on, Jordan.
No, I'm good.
I think after this we have to figure out more shows to play.
Yeah.
We need to open up for some cool bands and make some friends that we figure out exactly what we are and then make some friends in that area.
Yeah. Well, I do feel we have a good thing going in our kind of indie folk kind of where you guys would kind of fit
for
in.
Sure.
So we have a lot going on in the city for that, and I'm sure there's definitely some shows we can start putting together. And
We will keep us in mind. We are ready to rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or
turn us loose.
Folk.
Well, all right. Can't wait. We'll keep an eye out for Sylvie coming to a town near you.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.